I'm Carol Hills. This is The World. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is looking to make history. If he wins re-election next month, Netanyahu will become the longest-serving Israeli premier, outlasting even the founder of the Jewish state, David Ben-Gurion. There's one possible wrinkle here, though. He might also end up in jail.
Masa tzayid chasar takdim shematrato achat.
Netanyahu says there's a conspiracy by the political left to take him down. A witch hunt, we might say in English. But the charges are real. Noga Tarnopolsky is a reporter based in Jerusalem.
He's facing, formally we're talking about fraud, bribery, and breach of trust. More broadly, we're basically talking about a head of government who is accused of running an ugly operation in the last few years with a heavy whiff of racketeering in which he not only offered, you know, political assistance and power to people who either offered him money or other benefits, or simply operated as if he were above the law.
Now, of course, Netanyahu is denying all these charges, but the timing couldn't be worse for him politically. I mean, it's exactly 40 days to the next election in Israel. That's kind of a tough spot.
It's all a tough spot, and I think basically we're dealing with an unprecedented and extremely complex situation. So one of the things I'd say is that both of the possibilities you outlined initially are possible. He could win the election and he could still end up in jail. Anything goes right now. Israelis have never before had a prime minister indicted. They've never before had someone running for re-election as head of government indicted. And it's unclear how Israelis are going to reflect on this or feel. But with the political situation so polarized and so fraught, it's hard to know how it's going to pan out. The other thing that's interesting is that more than denying the accusations, as you said, what Netanyahu has done instead is go on the attack. He's been accused in three separate criminal cases. And in one of them, called Case 1000, basically he's accused of asking some billionaire supporters he's accused of demanding or asking them for very expensive gifts on Israeli terms in the hundreds of thousands of dollars, cigars, champagne, jewelry for his wife, that kind of thing, in exchange for some political leniency. What's interesting is that he hasn't denied those charges. He simply says, I'm allowed to receive gifts from my friends. Mostly, he's simply gone on an attack. He's attacked Israel's judiciary. He attacks the media. He attacks the police. He attacks his opponents. He described himself in a furious speech he gave last night as the most maligned man in Israeli history. And when you put that kind of an awareness, he has a very acute awareness of himself as a victim, I'd say, for someone who's been head of this state for 10 years. And I think that much of the Israeli reaction may hinge on that. In other words, are people willing to accept a prime minister who, to a great extent, says, the laws don't matter for me, and all of you guys are just attacking me? That's not exactly a denial of the accusations.
Yeah, that's the whole thing with this case. You have an Israeli prime minister in office who's been indicted.
I think institutionally that this is terrible and that it's very confusing for the public. It's confusing for journalists. It's hard to know if one relates to Netanyahu now as an indicted criminal charged with really terrible acts of betraying public trust, or if one has to address him as a prime minister like any other. I think it's very complicated, but Netanyahu really refuses even to acknowledge the possibility of not remaining in office. And I just conducted an interview with a right-wing columnist. I'm trying to understand how Netanyahu's base may be responding to this. And he basically said that they're going to stick with Netanyahu, but then he chuckled and he said, you know, cemeteries are chock full of people who were irreplaceable. So I think we may be edging towards the end of an era.
Reporter Noga Tarnopolsky in Jerusalem. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.